don't realize and help us to understand how real God is, I can't help you. Good to see everybody this morning. I just hope and pray that really all is well with you, and that as you go through your Christian walk, that you're remaining steadfast and unmovable in it. Amen. You know, when I stop and I reflect upon these songs, you know, it brings to my mind how God is really real in my life, how he's blessed me beyond measure, regardless of the state that I might be in. And church, and I'm learning that's what it's all about. If you missed Bible class, you really missed a good treat as we talked about rejoicing in the Lord. And Paul said, again, I say, rejoice. Be anxious, Paul said, for nothing, but in everything through prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. And that's important. Why go through something if you ain't going to thank him from going through it? Right. You know, and I'm learning that the trials and tribulation, we ought to thank him that he allowed us to go through it. Amen. You know why? It's because then God gets the glory that is due him. This morning, we're going to look at a lady that had an issue. You know, most of us sitting here got some issues, don't we? Amen, Walls. But you know what? We don't have any issues like this lady. Title of the lesson is Fix It Jesus. Oh, and I wish I knew the song. I would so sing it for you. But there's a song that talks about fixing it Jesus. And I'm going to show you this morning that this lady was driven. This lady was motivated. This lady understood that in order to get her issues fixed, she needed Jesus. I mean, y'all sitting here this morning need some fixing on your issues. Oh, yes. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus can fix them. But you have to be willing to get out of the way and let him fix it. And so as we look at this lady this morning, I want you to see that she has an attitude. She is motivated, she is driven, and her faith takes her beyond her social status. Amen. Now keep in mind, women didn't have much say-so back in the day. You ain't got a whole lot. I'm just messing with y'all. But didn't have a whole lot of say-so back in the time. As a matter of fact, they were just considered another piece of property. But I want you to see that this woman understood that the Messiah could fix what was going on in her life. Amen. And so as a result of him being able to fix it, she was driven, her faith moved her beyond her social status. It moved her beyond the prejudice of women. And it moved her to the point that she was going to let Jesus fix it. No matter what anybody else said. Amen. A powerful lesson when I was looking at this, that this woman has something that we have forgotten all about. Yes. That Jesus can fix any problem in your life. Amen. If you let him. Amen. And then if you're willing to let him fix the problem, you got to be willing to accept him on his terms. You know how we go out and buy something? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all know something about some terms? Mm-hmm. Y'all know something about some conditions?
Yeah.
You know, they tell me the quickest way to get on your feet is to miss a couple car payments. So we understand something about some terms and some conditions. But I want you to see that this woman went beyond the terms and conditions because she knew that Jesus could fix her problem if she was willing to do whatever it takes. The Bible says in Luke chapter 8, and round about verse number 42, the Bible says, drop down to 43. And a woman having an issue of blood for 12 years, which had spent all her living unto doctors. Well, you need to highlight that. Because you know how we think we got some issues. But this woman had a problem for 12 years. Spent all of her livelihood on a doctor to help her And the Bible says, neither could be healed of any. You ever been to the doctor, boy? Boy, you tell him one thing, he give you this list of remedies, and you find out you worse than what you... Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Because I want you to see that King Jesus, Dr. Jesus, can fix your problem if you let him. See, the first problem he got to fix is this thing right here. Because when he can fix this right here, you can make the rest of that body do what God says to do. How do I know that? Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. The Bible says in verse number 44, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately, boy, that's shouting time there. Amen. Jesus can fix it, and he don't fix it right away. He fix it immediately. But see, it might not be the fix that you're looking for. You know, because when you look at Philippians chapter 4 and round about verse number 6 and 7, he talks about praying always. And then in verse number 7, he says, and the peace of God that surpasses understanding. See, God will fix it, but he might not fix it the way you want it fixed. The Bible says this woman came up behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood was gone. And Jesus said, who touched me? Boy, I wished I had time, because that's some good preaching right there. Yeah. You know, when was the last time you touched Jesus? You don't touch him in the morning, and you're afraid of him at lunchtime. And before you go to bed, you ain't got sense enough to touch him to put you to... What? I wish I had some time this morning, but powerful, because the Bible says, who touched me? See, and I'm learning that when you touch Jesus, he knows who's... He knows who's touching him. Yes. Because when you touch Jesus, he gives you everything you need. That's why it's so important that you study and meditate upon the word, and that you live your life in such a way, because Jesus is going to touch your life through his word. How do I know that? Because he got a spirit that goes along with his word. That's why I can't help myself but to serve him. Why? Because he touched my life a few years ago. He touched my life in such a way that no matter what transpired, I want to be like Job. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And if my wife happened to be one of the foolish women, I'm going to tell her I'm going on with Jesus. Y'all missed that. Amen. Because. Ooh. Thank you, Sister Harmon. That's why I don't look good. That's why I don't look good. And Jesus. I know that's right. And that's the whole key. Stick with Jesus. Because in the final analysis, it's going to be Jesus that can fix everything in your life. This woman here has a medical condition. One of the other translations, and I believe it's Matthew, says she has a disease. Okay. And she spent everything she had trying to get well. But Jesus comes along, and I wonder why she want to go to Jesus. Because no doubt she's been in that Septuagint. No doubt she's been in the Taurus. If y'all don't know what that is, you see me later. No doubt this woman understood that a Messiah is coming. Amen. This Messiah is going to heal the sick. Amen. This Messiah is going to bring into memory everything about what thus saith the Lord. Luke chapter 4 and round about verse number 18. The Bible says that Jesus came into the synagogue as his custom was. And he stood up for a reading. And they handed him the book. You're going to hand the book to the book. Wish they had a church this morning. You're going to hand the book to the book. And the Bible said he opened up the book and he read from the prophet Isaiah. And what did he read? He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to recover the sight of the blind, to set at liberty those that are abused,
to show them that this is the acceptable year of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible said he closed the book and he sat down. Wow. Oh, church, that's why you need to be in your book. Because your book will show you what he's done for you. And you'll have a totally different change of life. The Bible said those Pharisees and Sadducees were astonished. Because the book was talking about the book. Don't look at me funny. I got Bible for you. John chapter 1 and verse number 1. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. The Word of God, when you open it up, God will give you everything that you need. This woman here knew something about the Messiah. Something so much about him that it drove her through the crowds. It drove her to rise out of her ethnic position to see this Jesus.
Amen.
And when she came, she had an attitude. And that attitude was, I know I'll be healed. Boy, we don't believe that. Church, I know we don't believe it. Because if we prayed with the Spirit and if we sung with the Spirit, guess what? We would have some understanding of what the Spirit can do for us in our everyday life. This woman here was convinced that if I could just touch the hem of his garment,
amen,
I'm going to be all right.
Amen.
You're looking at me funny. I got a Bible. Matthew chapter 9 and round about verse number 20, the Bible says, and behold, a woman which had a disease, which an issue of blood for 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, boy, I wish I could take some time with just that self.
Right.
Because until you come out of yourself,
mm-hmm,
ain't nothing Jesus can do for you.
Amen.
Until you surrender your will to the will of his Father, he can't fix nothing for you.
Amen.
That's why the psalmist said, I was young. Now I'm old. When David's son sought to kill him, David hiding out in caves.
Mm-hmm.
Why? He was a king. What is the world a king doing in a cave? Because his life was in danger. But I'm reminded of what David said. The Lord is my shepherd. I ain't worried about nothing. I'm hiding in the cave, but who's my shepherd? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul.
Amen.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death.
Yes.
David said, I'm not worried about it.
Amen.
Why? Because God's in control.
Yes.
He comforts me. He sends a rod and his staff. This woman understood something about Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew 9:21, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I think I might be whole. I want to be whole. I will be whole. What an attitude that this woman has. Because this woman understands that it's only Jesus that can fix her problem in her life. Would to God that the world would understand that Jesus can fix the problem in America. But until America understands that he is the only way, we're going to have the mess that we have. And the only reason he hasn't fixed the church, because church, we don't understand that he can fix it.
Yeah.
Amen, Walls. Don't preach that too loud. Luke chapter 8. And round about verse number 45. The Bible says, and Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throngs thee and press thee, and thou sayest, who touched me? Boy, these boys didn't even understand nothing about Jesus. And they went in.
Yeah.
All these people around here, Lord, and you got the nerve. You know how we are. You know how we are. You got the nerve to say, who touched me? I've touched you for 3 years and I don't know who you are. And look who opened his mouth. Peter. I've been with you 3 years, Lord. And when they came out to get you, I... Had Peter been touched? The Bible said Peter followed afar off when they gathered Jesus. Was he touched? And when it was time for him to stand for Jesus, the Bible said, I don't know him. The Bible said on one account, Jesus turned and looked at him. Peter went away crying and cussing. You ever read your Bible? Isn't that how we are? If Jesus don't fix us, what do? Y'all looking at me funny. Paul says, lie not to one another, so if we lie to one another, I know good and well we... That ain't part of my lesson. But it's interesting. Look at what Jesus says in verse 46. And Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. See, when you are touched by Jesus, Jesus gives you what you need. That's why when we go into the water and we come up out of this watery grave, why do you think he gives us his spirit? That's power, church, to help us move beyond the cares of the world. Jesus tells his disciple, someone's touched me because power has gone out of me.
Yes.
Why is it gone? To heal her.
Yes.
Oh, that's some good stuff there. See, when you really are touched by Jesus, Jesus gives you the power to overcome every trial and tribulation you face. When you really are touched by Jesus, he'll put a smile on your face and some pep. Come on, y'all.
Amen. That's right.
That's when you're really touched by Jesus. But if you've been dabbling with Jesus, like the rest of the boys, in the crowd, but don't even know who's in the crowd with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These boys is just like you and I. Jesus, who touched you? Man, all these people out here, and you're talking about somebody touched you. But see, when you understand who can fix your problem,
yes,
when you understand who can help you over the trials and tribulations of your life, then you'll understand something about Jesus. The Bible says in verse number 47, and when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and fell down before him. She declared unto him before all, I got to stop right there. See, if Jesus really has touched the church, I better turn this way. Y'all don't look. When Jesus really touched the church,
amen,
the ecclesia,
amen,
the called out believer, when Jesus really touched us, the world will know,
amen,
exactly who we are.
Amen.
And we will go testify before all of the world that we've been touched by Jesus.
Amen.
This woman here, when she saw she couldn't escape, had a testimony.
Amen.
Boy, we're afraid of those words. Had a confession,
mm-hmm,
that I've been touched by the Master. And he's healed me of my infirmity. And I want to tell the world who touched me.
God,
come on, y'all. The Bible says she came trembling before the Lord, fell down and declared unto him before all the people for which cause she had touched him, and who she was and how she was immediately healed. Verse 47. See, when Jesus touched you, boy, he gives you some good news. I think that's what's wrong with the church. We don't know nothing about no good news. I'm working on a lesson called good news.
Amen.
Good news. We got some good news. But you know what our problem is with our good news?
What?
We got a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
We're bound.
Mm-hmm.
And we're tied up.
Amen.
But that's future. But I want you to see here that this woman makes this testimony. And Jesus don't leave her hanging out there. The Bible said, and he said unto her, daughter, be of good cheer, be of comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Powerful lesson.
that this woman understood that it was Jesus and only Jesus that could heal her from her infirmity. How many of us this morning need a touch of Jesus? How many of us this morning, as we go through the trials and tribulations, need somebody to fix it? Well, I just stopped by this morning to tell you, only Jesus can fix it. Yeah. Satan now can fix it for a little while. Mm-hmm. I better say that again. Satan can fix things for a little while.
Amen.
And you need to understand something. He comes just like you and I. Mm-hmm. The Bible says it's no wonder that Satan himself can transform himself into an angel of light. Mm-hmm. And it's no great mystery. Even his angels can transform. Even his angels. You didn't say God's. His angels. See, Satan got some angels that can transform themselves into ministers of light. Amen. This woman came to Jesus because she knew he could fix it. Church, I want to encourage you and remind you, stay on track. Anything bothers you or troubles you, go to Jesus.
Amen.
Because Jesus can fix you.
Yes.
And you need to have the mindset just like the woman.
Mm-hmm.
One touch of Jesus.
Amen.
And she was healed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world talks about one touch.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you something. What a difference a touch can do. See, there's a commercial that talks about one buck can make the difference. I miss anybody? One buck. All it takes is one buck. Why you spend so many bucks? Y'all looking at me funny. Y'all, you know the little card that come out the machine when you give them a dollar, they give you a lottery. Come on, y'all. Oh. And that's what their commercial says? One buck can make the difference. One touch from Jesus can make the difference. I want to encourage us and remind us, let's be like this woman who had this issue of blood. And when I looked at this woman, I ain't got no issues.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no problems. I don't have to worry about a thing because Jesus has freed me from my sin. A couple quick points, message is yours. Number one, this woman was willing to rise above the crowd to get to Jesus. That meant that no matter what they said, what they did, she was made up in her mind, she's going to see Jesus.
Right.
I'm going to heaven with Sister Harmon or without Sister Harmon, with my family, without my family, with you or without you. I'm going to stay on track with you. Boy, I got a church this morning there. Because church, it's all about whether or not I'm going to be like this woman at had this issue of blood. She was willing to see Jesus and she didn't worry about anything else. I wonder if she was committed.
Yes.
Hmm.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I wonder if she was dedicated.
Yes, she was.
Hmm. I wonder if she understood responsibility.
Amen.
I wanted to really know if she was accountable.
Hmm.
Them some words we've been talking about. I wonder, did she have a question mark? But did she put a period? She was ready. Don't let anyone stop you. She was committed. She was determined. And her faith drove her to see Jesus because she knew Jesus could heal her. Point number two, where is our faith? Hmm? We have faith in God as long as we got grits in the pantry, loaf of bread under both arms. We trust him.
Amen.
But true faith moved her beyond her physical. Now, I'm not the smartest in the world, but if she had an issue of blood for 12 years, I wonder how she felt. Because I know when I don't feel good, I don't want to be bothered with me, let alone anybody else. Could have been weak. She was probably frail. All the crowd gathered around. She probably took more medicine than they could give her. And
how in the world this little frail woman? I'm just painting a picture. I'm just thinking about, you know, because I know folks have been real sick.
Yeah.
But she pushes through the crowd and touches his hand. That's some deep stuff, church. She was determined, and she exercised her faith, her trust in God, regardless of what they probably told her. They probably told her, you know what, you don't need to see Jesus. Get out of the way. You know how we do, folk? You smell. You ain't, on the corner. I ain't got time for you. But this woman had faith in God. See, her faith drove her to touch the hem of Jesus because she knew that only Jesus could fix the problem that she's had for 12 years. Her faith drove her. Remember what James says about faith? What does it profit, my brethren? James chapter 2. Though a man say he has faith and has not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart, be in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding you give them not the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit?
That's right.
Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have worked. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith. How?
By
my works. Wonder if she got faith. Yeah, her faith drives her, moves her beyond the crowd, beyond her social status to get to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What hinders us, church? What stops us from doing the will of the Father? Are we driven by the Benjamins, or are we driven by Jesus? Because, see, when you're driven by the Benjamins, it brings to mind what the prophet Malachi said. Malachi chapter 3, will a man rob God? Yeah, Malachi said, you robbed me in tithes and in offerings. But I'll take it a step further. We rob God even with our time that don't belong to you. Amen, walls. The Bible goes on to say in James chapter 2, verse 19, thou believest there is one God, thou dost well. The devil also believe. Got more sense than we do. He trembles. Because some of us, let me go on. Verse number 20. Will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? See that how faith wrought with works, and by works was made perfect. And the scriptures was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. And I want you to watch the next few verses. See, because God works with folks that we don't work with. Amen, walls. The Bible says, you see then how that by works a man is justified by faith and not works only. Likewise, was not Rahab that walked the streets, that had on the short dresses in the red light district, that none of us want to admit that that's not part of my lesson. Was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? And was not, and as the body without the spirit is dead, guess what? So works without faith is dead. This woman was driven by her faith because she knew that if she could touch Jesus, she could be healed. Conclusion, Jesus can fix it.
Amen.
If you let him.
Amen.
Jesus can make the difference in all of our lives.
Amen.
But we must be like the woman.
Yes.
We must be willing to go through the crowd.
Amen.
To touch the hem of his garment. Church, I hope I said something this morning just to encourage your heart. Well, when I was looking at this, I could not help but to say, Lord, help me.
Right.
Help me stay on the right track.
Amen.
Because this woman here has something that I thought I had. And when I look at this woman, well, she had a faith that drove her. Now, don't misunderstand me. I got faith. But this woman shows an example that when you really want to see Jesus, nothing or no one stops. If you're here and you're standing there, let it be known. Together we stand and sing.